Hello, all my lit friends. Good to be back with you again. I'm afraid, as I guess you all know, I've been kind of slack getting stories up on the site recently. Sorry about that. I'll try and do better. Thanks, as always, for coming back to listen to me. This story is for a really sweet, wonderful girl who has been emailing me a lot, and actually that brings me on to a point. I should say this to everybody. I've gotten a few emails from various people who've said things like they worried that I might think they're stalking me or they're harassing me or something like that. This goes out to all you wonderful girls who have written to me. Trust me, you're not harassing or stalking. I love getting all the emails from you guys, so don't worry about that. Write whatever you want to. It doesn't really bother me. If you want to write extremely erotic things, or if you just more general things, that's cool too. I don't really know what I'm trying to say here. I've gotten a few emails from people who seem to worry that I'm going to be freaked out or something, so don't worry, I'm not. Okay. I kind of lost my train of thought there. the story. This story is for Ellie. So, Ellie, I hope you really enjoy this, and everyone else, I hope you guys enjoyed as well, and don't forget to let me know what you all think. I'm in my car, driving towards your work, because I think you may have thought I had forgotten this morning when we both kissed each other goodbye at the door and headed off to our various places of work. But I haven't forgotten. I am well aware this is our 1 month anniversary, and I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to make it special for you. I've got the afternoon off work and telling my boss I had something very important to attend to, and I just had to go and attend to it. I have been to a shop, and I've got a nice, lovely bunch of red roses and some of your favorite chocolates, and I'm just pulling into the car park of the building where you work. I walk in, and the receptionist there knows me, so she smiles and tells me that you're in your office and to just go on up. So I hop in the elevator and hop off at your floor and walk down the hall and stop just outside your office door. And I contemplate knocking, but I decide I'll just burst in and surprise you. So, holding the chocolates and flowers behind my back as best I can, I open the door and step inside, beaming at you. You look up from your desk, and your face breaks out into this beautiful, warm smile. As you see, it's me there and not your boss or whoever else come to annoy you. And with that, I bring the chocolates and flowers out from behind my back and say, "Happy 1 month anniversary, baby." You burst out into a huge smile and say, "Oh, you remembered." And granted, my memory isn't always the best, so you've probably got good cause to be a bit surprised, but I did remember, and I'm here. I placed the flowers and chocolates on your desk, and you jump up out of your seat and into my arms, and I give you a long, hot, wet kiss. The kiss lingers on for, well, I'm not exactly sure how long, but eventually we break it and just stand there holding each other, smiling, and you disentangle yourself from my arms and walk back to the door and close the door. Sit down on your desk, pulling me down towards you. I lean down and start kissing you, and I'd really only plan to come and just surprise you and tell you I'd be waiting for you at home, but seeing you smiling at me and kissing you with such passion has kind of got me turned on. We're kissing again now, but it's a lot more passionately. And then all of a sudden, there's a knock on your office door. Oh boy, this can't be good. Knowing that there's an extremely suspicious bulge in the front of my pants, and I'm probably looking a little flustered, and I quickly duck down and crawl under your desk and sit in the little sort of compartment there between the drawers and the back of your desk. I'm well hidden from the outside world, but I'm only that way as long as nobody walks back behind the desk where your chair is. You quickly straighten out your hair and jump off the desk and walk to the door and open it, and I listen to the conversation. I recognize the voice of your boss once again getting on your case about something, and I have to just sit there and listen. Not the most comfortable place in the world to sit, but certainly beats being caught in a compromising position elsewhere. The conversation goes on for a couple of minutes, and you eventually walk back to your desk and sit down, obviously needing to look something up on the computer or do something for your boss while he stands in the doorway and continues to talk to you. Now I'm sitting under your desk. You're sitting on your chair, and you have moved it up, so you're right up against your desk. Oh, God, baby, the sight of your legs. So close to me. Your skirt. Those long, beautiful legs coming out of that relatively short little skirt. I reach over and start to run my fingers up and down your calves, feeling how smooth and soft they are. How toned and sexy. I'm sure I see your legs twitch a little bit at my touch, but your boss is there and he doesn't know I'm under here, so you've obviously got to keep up a straight face and a professional appearance. So I keep stroking along your legs, gently letting my fingers work their way up higher, past your knees, working their way up the inside of your thighs, venturing up past the hem of your skirt. Oh, it's kind of dark under here and I can't see that well up there, but it feels warm. I sense you shift a little bit. chair and you close your legs because you know where I'm headed and you sort of don't really want me to give away that I'm under there to your boss. But now your legs are closed and my hands trapped between them. I can still wiggle my fingers. Oh, baby, I don't want to get you busted, but oh, I'm enjoying this so much. I kind of think you are too, because I can still hear you clearly talking to your boss, and it kind of seems like you're having a little bit of trouble getting the sentences out correctly, and it could be my imagination, but I think your breathing has just changed a little bit. Either way, my trapped hand is still wiggling its fingers, and my other hand is still caressing your calves. Finally, I hear your boss shut the door and walk away, and your legs release my hand, and you roll back away from the desk and reach under and take my hand and pull me out. You're grinning at me in such a sexy, naughty, but yet somehow embarrassed, blushing way. Say, "Oh, baby, you nearly got me caught." I look at you and say, "Well, I nearly got us caught." I don't really know what your boss would do if he found me under your desk with my hand up your skirt, but I think it's safe to say it wouldn't be pleasant. So, I pull you up once again off your desk, off your chair, into my arms and kiss you. I spin you around, so now I'm facing your chair. I sit down and pull you down onto my lap, wrap my arms around you, kiss you. Oh God, baby, what you can do with your lips. You up and sit you down on your desk once again. So now you're sitting on your desk and I'm sitting on your chair between your legs there. You lie back and now in the light I can see up your skirt. Oh, sweetie. You're not wearing any panties. Oh. Now, both my hands start to work their way up. Up the inside of your thighs. Oh, darling. Yeah. Skirt, undo the buckle and unzip it and lift up your butt off the desk and slide your skirt down over your knees. You kick off your dress shoes, just your feet in these cute little white socks, and I pull the skirt down all the way and fall to the floor. Oh, now you're wearing your crisp white dress blouse. Nothing below the waist. Oh, you're lying on your desk now. your knees up in the air, your legs spread. And I move forward and lean forward. And kiss my way down the inside of your thigh. Until my lips meet your pussy lips. Baby. Your pussy tastes so good. Oh, God, you're wet. Oh, wow. You are just so wet. Oh, I'm still in my work clothes, and my cock is just straining at the front of my black dress pants. Oh. While my tongue slowly works its way between your pussy lips, tasting you, I undo my pants and let them fall to the floor. Quickly slipping my boxers down, letting my cock spring free. With one hand massaging your thigh and working its way up that beautiful, sexy tummy of yours. The other one grabbing my cock and stroking it. I work my way with my tongue up to your clit. Oh baby, your clit, it's so hard. You're moaning and you close your legs, trapping my head between them. Eventually you open your legs and your juices are just all over my lips and on my nose and dripping off my tongue. I stand up off your chair and reach down and grab your hands and pull you up so you're now sitting on your desk again. Oh, there's a really big wet spot on your desk. Oh, from all your juices. And I lean down and kiss you, letting you taste yourself on my lips. As we kiss, I start to unbutton your blouse. Oh, letting that beautiful white lacy bra of yours come into view, and the tops of those incredible breasts. Oh God, yes. One of your hands has found my cock, and oh baby, oh, oh, can you feel how hard I am? Yes baby, can you feel how hard you make me? Oh, I'm rock hard for you. I start to unbutton my shirt as I finally got your blouse unbuttoned and you let go of my cock long enough to take your blouse off and drop it on the floor. I've got my shirt undone now, and I just leave it hanging there you slide off your desk and off your juices, leave a little trail off the edge of your desk as you slid off. You push me back down onto the chair, and you sink down to your knees and work your way under your desk and pull me close. I roll in close to you on the chair, and I feel your lips kiss the tip of my cock. Yes, baby. Oh, taste all that pre-cum. Oh, it's because of you. Oh, your mouth is opening and sliding down over my cock. Oh, God, baby, my balls are so tight. Your hand is cupping, massaging my balls. Oh. 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 I reach down and grab your head and run my fingers through your hair and pull you onto my cock. All the way, baby. Take it all the way in your mouth. Oh, God. Massaging my cock and oh baby, oh, that just feels so good. Your other hand works its way between my legs and I feel your finger probing the entrance to my asshole. Oh God, baby, you know that drives me crazy. Oh, God. Your finger slides in into my ass. Baby. The head of my cock is so swollen and hard and I'm gonna come soon, baby. Feel your mouth slide off my cock. And then you lick up and down the length of it, cleaning it up, getting it nice and slick. Your tongue feels so good on my cock. Baby. Oh, yes, baby. I want to be inside you. I want to fuck you. I pull myself back from your desk and you climb out. My pre-cum glistening on your lips. I pull you up and kiss you, tasting my pre-cum on your lips. I swear you could make me come just from kissing you. I turn you around and bend you over your desk. Oh, unsnapping your bra as I do, letting your breasts bounce free. Oh, your little ass sticking out like that. It's driving me wild. Oh, baby. Behind you and place that on my cock against your pussy lips and then I thrust in all the way deep inside you. Oh God, baby, you're tight. Oh, eyes on your desk. Moaning softly as I work my way in as far as I can, feeling your ass press up against my thighs. Oh, God. I stand up straight again so I can grab your hips and thrust into you and pull you back against me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Happy 1 month anniversary, baby. Oh, I came hard. Oh, I just blew my load all over your tits and it's on your mouth too. Oh, and your pretty little cheeks. Oh God, you look cute smiling at me. I hop off your desk and sit back down. Sit up and slide off your chair, off your desk, leaving a really big puddle of girl cum all over your desk. And you straddle me, and my cock is still so hard. My cum is still oozing out the end of it. Slide down onto my cock. Oh. Oh. So we can enjoy the afterglow together. Oh, baby. You collapse against me. I wrap my arms around you and hold you tight. Oh, God. I hope no one walks in now. Because I don't think either of us could move if we wanted to. Oh, yes, baby. I don't know how long we sit like that, whispering lovely things into each other's ears, but I know you have to get back to work and I need to let you. So you slide yourself off my cock. And I reach under the desk and on the floor and pick up your items of clothing, and we help each other get dressed. Try to make each other look respectable so nobody knows what we've been doing. But then again, maybe the idea of people thinking, or at least having an idea of what we were doing, is kind of a nice one too. I pull you towards me, hugging you tightly to me, giving you one long, last, lingering kiss. Tongue slides into my mouth, mine into yours. Oh, yes, baby. I look into your eyes and tell you I'll be waiting at home for you after work so we can continue the celebration. I'll have dinner ready for you when you get home. But before that, I'll have a nice long hot bath ready for you so we can hop into it and wash away the stress and worries of the day and just spend time falling for each other. So much more. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And Ellie, thank you for all your wonderful emails. And I hope you enjoyed that too. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and